Approximately 8:15 this morning, we had an eastbound Ford F-150 pickup traveling towards North Zilch, left the road, overcorrect, and re-enter the roadway, and then drive over into the westbound lane where he collided with a commercial motor vehicle rock hauler. And the resulting crash led to the deaths of the driver and the passenger in the Ford pickup truck.
And do they know at all what caused it yet?
Well, we don't know what caused him to leave the roadway. It could have been driver inattention. It could have been a distraction in the vehicle, you know, or something of that nature. However, what caused it is his overcorrection when he tried to get back onto the roadway, and he drove into the westbound lane of travel. So, you know, that's what happened. Why he did that, we don't know, and we may never know exactly what caused him. You know, the initial event was him leaving the roadway that started the destructive events that led to the crash.
And was the driver of the semi injured at all?
No, he left the scene on his own, and he said he was going to go to the hospital and get checked out, but he had no apparent injuries at the time of the crash.
Okay, and are the two boys from Zilch?
No, they're not from North Zilch. They're actually from Bryan. They both had Bryan address, and next of kin had been notified, and you know, they were Bryan residents, according to their driver's license.
Were they students at A&M?
We don't know that. We can't quite figure out if they were students at A&M or students at one of the area high schools over here. But then it was 8 o'clock in the morning. They were headed toward North Zilch. It would lead us to believe they had reason to be over here that time in the morning.
I see.
But you know, we haven't been able to talk to the parents other than make the initial notification to try to get clarification or maybe what was the reason for their travel this direction that time in the morning. People are a little bit concerned because this is the second fatality crash on 21 in probably 3 weeks. And, you know, they question me a lot about the road and the speeds. And we haven't determined if speed was a factor. We don't have any determination that the roadway is any way more hazardous than any other roadway other than it's a two-lane roadway in a rural part of the county. And there's inherent, you know, dangers associated with that. The margin of error is quite a bit lower than on interstate with a crash cable or a divided, you know, barrier between the roadways.
So, do you know how long probably they'll continue investigating?
Oh no, it's over. It opened about 12:20. We reopened the roadway about 12:20 today.
Do you know how long it might take for them to determine whether any factors such as speed were involved?
Our initial determination doesn't look like speed was a factor, because of the distance traveled after leaving the roadway. You know, it may be hard to comprehend, but when you leave the roadway and aggressively try to re-enter the roadway, it sends your vehicle into possibly a spin or a sideways skid that causes you to lose control. So we'll focus on maybe why there are reasons for coming over here. We'll check for any type of, you know, distractions in the vehicle, you know, look and see if we can find cell phones or anything like that to see why they may have left it. But, you know, we'll conclude it and we'll, you know, submit our findings through the proper channels and try to make a conclusion, you know, based on whatever evidence we have available to us.
Thank you. And were they wearing seat belts?
And our initial indication is the driver was not wearing a seat belt, but based on the position of his seat belt post impact, it looks like the driver wasn't wearing a seat belt. We don't know as far as the passenger may, because both were outside the vehicle after the crash.
Do you know if the vehicle ever became airborne or rolled over?
It doesn't appear that it rolled completely over, and it doesn't appear like it became airborne at any time during the crash.